The unofficial results of this year's civic election in Greater Sudbury reveal a decisive victory for Mayor-elect Paul Lefebvre, who earned 52.44% of the vote. Lefebvre's 26,187 votes were followed by 9,094 for Evelyn Dutrisac, Miranda Rocca Cercelli's 6,651, Mila Wong, 3,002, Bob Johnston, 1,860, Devon LaBronchi, 1,367, Don Gravel, 1,090, Brian Bigger, 607, and David Popescu, 83. The show of support for Bigger, the incumbent candidate, is of particular interest because he announced earlier this month that he was withdrawing his name from consideration due to family reasons, but did so after the deadline for his name to be removed from the ballot. The unofficial results came in during the early morning hours and are expected to be followed by official results later today. Voter turnout was approximately 42%, with 49,941 votes cast in the mayoral race. This is the lowest voter turnout since 2006, when a turnout of 40.82% was recorded. The 2003 election carried a turnout of 40.03%. Turnout in 2018 was 45%, compared to 50.7% in 2014 and 49.75% in 2010. Lefebvre won in all wards except wards 3 and 4, which Dutrisac secured with a respective vote percentage of 46.62% and 39.96%. "People know me here, and I worked extremely hard when I was a councillor here," Dutrisac told Sudbury.com on Tuesday, noting she has lived in Azilda for many years and presently resides in Chelmsford. "I worked with the people, I empowered people, and I'm really pleased with those two results," she added. "I'm very honored." After placing second in the mayoral race, Dutrisac said she's going to take a few days off to map out what's next for her, but that it will include moving forward with her campaign points. "You'll be seeing me around," she said, adding that she intends to continue working toward the creation of housing for seniors as a member of the Greater Sudbury Abbeyfield Steering Committee. Also included in her plans will be helping out in some way to help the city resolve its homelessness and addictions crises. "I'm really honored to have run," she said, adding that she wishes Lefebvre all the best in his upcoming mayorship. Lefebvre did the best with residents of Ward 10, where he secured 65.63% of the vote, followed by Ward 8 at 61.13%, Ward 12 at 60.81%, Ward 11 at 59.54%, Ward 9 at 59.4% and Ward 1 at 58.76%. These wards encompass Sudbury, with Lefebvre securing a smaller percentage of the vote in wards that include outlying communities. In Ward 3, for example, Levick, Onapping, Dowling and Chelmsford, he earned only 28.02% of the vote. Two incumbent candidates were unseated: Jeff McCausland in Ward 4 and Robert Kirwan in Ward 5. Incumbents ran in all wards but Ward 7, where Mike Yakubo opted not to seek re-election in due to a worsening atmosphere around council chambers and a priority toward family. The balance of municipal election results were as follows. Ward 1 Mark Signoretti, 48.58%. Mark Facendi, 42.09%. Jordan Darrow, 9.33%. Ward 2 Michael Vignini, 60.94%. Eric Benoit, 39.06%. Ward 3 Jerry Montpelier, 63.42%. Michelle Brabant, 36.58%. Ward 4 Pauline Fortin, 49.32%. Jeff McCausland, 46.67%. Alice Norquay, 4%. Ward 5 Michelle Parent, 81.08%. Robert Kirwan, 18.92%. Ward 6 Rene LaPierre, 32.9%. Michelle Lalonde, 25.24%. Scott Seguin, 19.59%. Dan Bollard, 11.36%. Jeanette Trottier, 10.91%. Ward 7 Natalie Labbe, 54.5%. Mark McKillop, 31.85%. Randy Hazlett, 8.88%. Daniel Wiebes, 4.77%. Ward 8 Alsizer, 39.41%. Patrick McCoy, 29.58%. Vital Rainville, 10.69%. Bill McElry, 9.43%. Carla Ross Arsenault, 4.38%. Patrick Odge, 3.32%. Gordon Drysdale, 3.18%. Ward 9 Deb McIntosh, 61.55%. Leslie Steele, 28.05%. Keith Clarkson, 5.46%. Sharon Jane Scott, 4.94%. Ward 10 Fern Cormier, 59.77%. Jolene Felsberg Linton, 23.08%. Michael Sanders, 17.15%. Ward 11 Bill LeDuc, 66.96%. Christopher Duncanson Hales, 33.04%. Ward 12 Jocelyn Landry Altman, 49.37%. Jeff McIntyre, 32.03%. Sean Wimet, 14.45%. Luciano Di Mario, 4.14%. A meeting with the current city council has been scheduled November 8, and an inauguration ceremony for the new city council has been scheduled to be held on November 17. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.